Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Elena Clancy, and she heads up the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. Good morning to you, Elena.
Good morning.
Elena, you have a really special event coming up this Sunday, and so let's talk about when, where, and who.
Yes, the Hospital Foundation is welcoming back Rhea Olson and her newly formed band. They call themselves Fox in the Sound. They are a jazz band like I said, has newly formed, and they're going to come to help the foundation celebrate our 20th anniversary.
20th anniversary. Wow. What were you doing 20 years ago, Elena?
I was in kindergarten.
So many things have happened in the last 20 years, and many of them have been through the foundation. Now, Rhea is somebody who's been to Audubon before.
Correct. Rhea was here in 2012 when Simon Estes was here doing his Roots and Wings tour, and she was a college student who accompanied him. So she's not a new name or a new face to Audubon.
Yes, it's a beautiful voice. So talented.
It's
interesting that she has this band now. And, I know that Simon really mentors and encourages the students, and I'm sure he's looking at her and going, okay, what's going to be next?
Yes, and he said many, many great things about her, so we're very excited that she's coming back.
Absolutely. Should be a really fun time. So where is it going to be held, and what time does it start?
It's going to be at the Audubon High School Auditorium, and the high school jazz choir will start at 3 p.m., and the doors will open at 2 p.m.
Okay, so you have to have a little warm-up there with the local jazz choir.
Correct. The jazz choir and the jazz band from Audubon High School will be performing to open up for Rhea.
All right. So. Now, do you need to get your tickets ahead of time, or can you get them at the door?
You can do both. The tickets are currently available at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital at the front desk, as well as Audubon State Bank, Exchange State Bank, and Landsman's. And then they're $10 now in advance, and then $12 at the door on Sunday.
Okay. Is it going to be coffee and cookies?
Yes. We will have a little intermission, of course. We will have an intermission between the high school performance and then the band, the Fox and the Sound performing, and we'll have coffee and cookies in the cafeteria at the high school.
All right. Well, it's not just the coffee and cookies. It's the time to visit with people and see who else is at the concert. And, sometimes you go to special events like that, and you get to see people that you don't see on a regular basis, and it's kind of fun.
That's exactly right. We've sent out a special invitation to former board members and former, people who have helped support the foundation. And so hopefully a lot of those faces will be there, as well as we'll have a display and some information about the foundation and where we've come from and where we're going. So
there
will be a good opportunity.
Yeah, and some of those past board members, I'm sure, have perhaps moved away and so on. So this, especially, you may get to see some people you haven't seen for a while.
That is our goal.
Yeah, yes. Great. So this really is your 20th anniversary celebration event.
Absolutely.
All right. And it should be great. I just think, I remember I got to attend when Simon was there, and I remember Rhea singing, and just she had this beautiful, beautiful voice. Such a talented person. And so now she's expanded with her band, and it should be a really, really fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elena, what else is coming up for the foundation? I know this isn't the only thing that you do throughout the year.
No, we have kept our plate very full this year. We have our Spring Masquerade Jewelry Fair on Monday, April 7th at the hospital. And then we have our Books Are Fun Book Fair on May 6th as well. That's also at the hospital. And then something new for this year, the foundation is planning our first mud run during the Audubon County Fair. So we're going to start. We're going to work on advertising that and spreading the word on that, but registration is available. You can go on active.com and search Audubon Mud Run or Audubon 5K or what, or Fun Run, whatever you can search on there, just Audubon, and you can get more information on there and get signed up for that. So,
Now, who came up with that idea, Elena?
It was kind of a combination of ideas that kind of just grew into this. So everything worked out perfectly this year, and so we decided to go ahead and try it out.
Yeah, yeah, sounds
going to be interesting.
Yes, that's for sure. I really don't know much about those, but every once in a while I see something on TV and I'm going, those people they're having fun and they're getting all muddy.
That's exactly right. And we're going to raise money for a new 3D mammography machine for the radiology department. So it's for a good cause. So even if you don't want to run it, you can walk the first mile and then do the obstacle course.
Okay. So you have options
you don't
there.
Have to be, yep, you don't have to be a superb athlete. You can just do it, you know, to help support the cause and have fun.
Great. Well, you mentioned that's the goal you have in mind for the foundation, but over the years, over 20 years, you've done many things for the hospital.
Correct. As I was totaling up the numbers and putting a display together for this weekend, we came across the number of $1.6 million, and that's what the foundation has raised and contributed back to Audubon County Hospital in the last 20 years. So $1.6 million has been donated and in return given to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And of course, things just, technology keeps changing and so on. And so you kind of help the hospital keep up to date with some of those things.
Yep. Sometimes it's brand new equipment that the hospital has never seen. Sometimes, as you said, it's, you know, updating technologies or replacing. And sometimes it's education pieces to help the staff so they can better serve the patients. So it's been a range of different things throughout the years.
How many board members are there on the foundation?
We have 9 board members, and we have one who will be leaving us after this summer, so we're going to start recruiting to replace one of them, but for now we do have 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very important board to keep the foundation going and helping the hospital. I want to go back to something you mentioned as one of your other fundraisers just coming up, the Masquerade Jewelry Fair on April 7th. What's that all about?
We have a company that comes in and they bring in just totes and totes and totes of jewelry and accessories from scarves and purses and keychains and necklaces and jewelry, and everything that they bring is $5.
Amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. And then we get a certain percentage of that, of each sale.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm guessing in April, I'm sure that they're going to have some things there that really kind of get you in mind for spring and summer.
Yes, and prom, too, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. Probably lots of bling type
there
things.
There is lots of bling.
Yeah. And this would be you know, you have some people on your gift list. Well, this might be a good opportunity to stop by and see if you can find a gift there for them.
Exactly.
And at the hospital, starts at 10, ends at 4. That's April 7th for the Masquerade Jewelry Fair. And I think if you end up not buying anything, it could still be fun for you to go and see, what is this all about? All these things at $5. Unbelievable.
And I would dare someone to go there and not buy at least one thing. So even if you don't wear a lot of jewelry, there's something that's going to jump out at you for $5.
Good point, Elena. Yes. We're visiting with Elena Clayton, and she is the head of the kind of keeps everything going for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. And we were talking about the musical event. So, again, kind of review for us, Elena, what's happening this Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday at the Audubon High School Auditorium at 3 p.m., Rhea Olson will be joining us with her new band, and also the Audubon High School Jazz Band and Jazz Choir will also be performing to help the Hospital Foundation celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Does the foundation have a website?
Yes. It is within the Audubon County Memorial Hospital website. So if you go to acmhhosp.org, and then we are a tab within there.
All right.
We also have a new Facebook page, so you can search Audubon County Hospital Foundation on Facebook.
Okay, good. Good ways to keep up to date with what's happening. And if you wanted to find out, for instance, where you can get tickets, I'm sure that would be listed on your website. And remember, if you want to get your tickets ahead of time, $10. Otherwise, if you haven't made up your mind, $12 at the door on Sunday.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much to Elena Clancy for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's the thought. Giving is a miracle that can transform the heaviest of hearts.